Please take your Bibles and turn to Exodus chapter 8. We'll begin our reading at verse 1. Exodus chapter 8, let's stand for the reading of God's Word. And the Lord spake unto Moses, Go unto Pharaoh, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. And if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs, and the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine house, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy bed, and into the house of thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thine ovens, and into thy kneading troughs. And the frogs shall come up both on thee, and upon thy people, and upon all thy servants. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Say unto Aaron, Stretch forth thine hand with thy rod over the streams, and over the rivers, and over the ponds, and cause the frogs to come up over the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up, and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments, and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron, and said, Entreat the Lord, that he may take away the frogs from me, and from my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord. And Moses said unto Pharaoh, Glory over me. When shall I entreat for thee, and for thy servants, and for thy people, to destroy the frogs from thee and from thy houses, that they may remain in the river only? And he said, Tomorrow. And he said, Be it according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like unto the Lord our God. And the frogs shall depart from thee, and from thy houses, and from thy servants, and from thy people, and they shall remain in the river only. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh. And Moses cried unto the Lord because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, and out of the villages, and out of the fields, and they gathered them together upon heaps, and the land stank. And when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart, and hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. May the Lord bless in the reading of his word. You may be seated. Please take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 12. The intellectual aristocracy, or as regular folks like to call them, the know-it-alls, of this world, whether past or present, often despise the truth that God has revealed. There is an arrogant condescension by those who willingly reject the truth. They are comfortable in their so-called knowledge and look down their noses at any who would dare to disagree. The scribes and Pharisees were of this class. And although they were dealing with the Creator God, who in His omniscience knows all there is to know, they, as all scoffers thought, they knew better. If Jesus was who He claimed to be, let Him prove it, was their attitude. It mattered not that for the past year or so He had performed countless miracles, and it had previously, in previous confrontations, refuted them from the Scriptures. And as a matter of fact, going through their traditions, showing the inconsistencies and how they did not work and could not work. The fact of the matter was that their minds were made up, and no miracle or argument would change their minds. I want you to understand that the world at large is this way. And it doesn't make any difference how well argued the gospel is. It doesn't matter what we show them in the Scriptures. It doesn't make any difference how we can show the flaws and inconsistencies of their own reasonings. Their minds are made up. They refuse to believe. We will not believe. And understand that although we might think of that primarily as the realm of the intellectual and the aristocracy and the leadership and so on of this world, it trickles down and that all of us think this way. Before we came to know Christ as Savior, dare I say, especially if we were a little bit older and had begun to form our own opinions and so on, that we were this way. And God, somehow in His power and in His ability, broke through that wall of unbelief, that wall of rebellion, and opened our eyes, and we saw ourselves as God sees us. And that brought about the repentance, the change of mind, the change of heart, and our putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The hardness of the human heart is demonstrated in the passages that we have seen throughout chapter 12. This is where we have the unpardonable sin, their blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. And it is highlighted again and again. We begin our passage here in verse 38 of Matthew chapter 12. It says, "Then certain of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, 'Master, we would see a sign from thee.'" Now, first of all, who were these people? The scribes, the Pharisees. These were the religious authorities generally considered and followed by the majority of the people as the experts of the law. They knew the law. They knew the traditions that had been added. And they were recognized as the legitimate interpreters of God's word. The people in the synagogues, the local people, the average people, the normal folks that were out there, your average Joe and Josephine, when they went to the synagogue, the people that they held up as, well, I guess they know because they are Pharisees, because they are scribes. And they would accede to the decisions of the scribes and Pharisees. After all, Rabbi so-and-so says it must be so. We will not argue with this. It must be so because so-and-so says it was. They were recognized as this. And they were hostile to our Lord Jesus Christ, as if we have seen before. They are the ones who wanted the praise of men. They wanted to establish their own righteousness by their own righteous deeds or how they perceive themselves. And they wanted to be the judges of what was right and what was wrong, which is why they added all this tradition. They knew all the loopholes. They knew all the whys and wherefores and how they could do this and not do this. And they had it all down. And so it just became routine for them that they automatically did what they thought in their own minds was right. The amazing thing is, on top of all these traditions and the loopholes that they had created about why they didn't, and Jesus is constantly confronting them on this, why they didn't have to obey this particular aspect of the Mosaic law, or how they could get around this particular commandment that God had given, they had actually made it possible and easier to obey all their traditions, even though there was a lot of them, than it was to obey God's word as it was written. Paul makes this very clear in the book of Romans that the lost person, and even we as believers fail miserably in this, but lost people are utterly incapable of obeying the commandments of God. Paul goes through and as he argues for the universal sinfulness of humanity, he goes through and shows that we cannot, the Jewish people particularly as he focuses there, cannot possibly keep the law. Nobody keeps the law. They might keep this and this and this and this, but they, this one here, you know, I have a little hardship, but I try hard, and I do this one, and I do the best I can with this one, but all the rest of this I do fine with. And the argument, of course, is made and very clearly shown that if you break one of the commandments of the law, then you are a lawbreaker. We don't pick and choose, you know, we can go through the laws of our own land and say, you know, I have never, ever broken the law of God. What about this one? I saw you going 45 in a 30 zone. Well, I don't believe that one's legitimate. We have a tendency to pick and choose what we think is right. The ones that we are really behind, we will obey. And the ones that we have a hardship with, or the ones that we really struggle with, or the ones we don't think are legitimate, we'll just ignore those. And that was the attitude of the Pharisees and the scribes. They had this down to a system. They wanted to establish their own righteousness, and they wrote the rules for what was righteous and what was unrighteous, and they declared judgment on all who did not abide by their own rules. And Jesus confronted them on their whole system and showed them very clearly, often before the people, that they were hypocrites and they did not actually heed what God's word had to say. There was a tremendous hostility by the scribes and Pharisees against Jesus. He was undermining their authority. He was undermining their whole philosophy, their whole approach, because it was wrong. It was not in accord with what God had said in his word. They had created a false religion of their own making based originally, if you dug down through all the tradition and all the stuff that they had piled on top of it, you found the seed down inside of God's word. But it was so buried under their tradition and so on that it was barely discernible that it was based originally on God's word. And it says that they came to him and said, "Master," that word master is teacher. Teacher. This was a very pretentious approach. Understand, did the scribes and Pharisees recognize Jesus as teacher? No, they did not. They did not. It was a pretentious approach. It was hypocritical. It was sarcastic on their approach. They didn't recognize him as a legitimate teacher. That was their domain. This unapproved upstart was unqualified. And therefore, their address was insulting, sarcastic, and hypocritical. The scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. Now, we have, and this one, let's see, this is sermon number 74 on Matthew's gospel so far. We will finish. As we have seen in the last quite a few chapters, we have seen Jesus performing countless miracles. We have seen him cleansing lepers. We have seen him healing the lame. We have seen him giving sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf. We have seen him casting out demons. We have seen him do amazing things. And a great many of those miracles were done with the Pharisees and the scribes sitting in the front row watching him do it. They saw, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day or not? They said, tempting him. And Jesus called up the lame man and said, stretch out your hand. And who was sitting here in the front row? Notice this is a Baptist church. No one's sitting here in this front row. As he, which makes me wonder if these folks are really Baptists. But who were the witnesses that saw the miracle right in front of their noses? It was the scribes and Pharisees. And as you go back through the previous chapters that we've looked at, time and time again, the scribes and the Pharisees were eyewitnesses. They saw what Jesus was doing. No doubt they knew personally a number of the people who had been healed, those who had experienced the gracious ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. They were witnesses to all this. And they have the gall, the audacity to come to him and say, Master, we would see a sign from thee. Later on in the Gospels, we see where he fed the multitudes on the hillside. And you had the collection of the baskets afterward of food. And the baskets in one of these cases was not baskets like this. It was giant shipping container kind of baskets, like a balloon gondola. They had two different words for basket. And one of them, they gathered baskets like this, full of the bread fragments. Enough to feed a whole town for a couple of days, probably. And when Jesus was teaching them, and then he went away, and they gathered to him the next day, and as he began to tell them who he was, what did the people who had seen and experienced the multiplication of the loaves say to him? We would see a sign from thee. What miracle do you perform that we may believe that you are who you say you are? And you're left scratching your head saying, you know, didn't you folks just experience the multiplication of loaves? Didn't you Pharisees and scribes just see the man whose hand was healed? Hadn't you seen sight given back to the blind? Hadn't you seen the lame walk? Hadn't you seen the deaf receive hearing? Hadn't you seen the demons cast out? Hadn't you seen all